More than half of the COVID deaths in Ohio have been in nursing homes. The nursing home death toll jumped by nearly 1,300 in the last week, as the Ohio Department of Health added in 4,000 unaccounted for deaths to the state's running total. And many workers in nursing homes and long-term care facilities who were moved to the front of the vaccine line are still rejecting their place in it. Around half of nursing home staffers are still turning down the vaccine, according to Pete Van Runkel with the Ohio Healthcare Association, which represents those facilities. But that's a slight improvement over earlier rejection rates. While Governor Mike DeWine says he won't mandate vaccines, Van Runkel says some facilities are, but not all of them, for a reason.
We're having a really, really tough time getting people to apply for jobs here, or to fill our staffing. Obviously, staffing is critically needed, and folks are a little bit hesitant, a lot hesitant, to put any more barriers in the way of folks coming to work for us.
Van Runkel says nearly all residents have been vaccinated, and visitation is allowed in 67 counties that are no longer red on the federal COVID map. Van Runkel says PPE, masks, and social distancing are still required. And he says compassionate care visits are always allowed, not just at the end of life. And some facilities are encouraging them to help residents deal with isolation. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.